Random House Audio presents Colonel Roosevelt by Edmund Morris. Read for you by Mark Deakins. It has been observed in all ages that the advantages of nature or of fortune have contributed very little to the promotion of happiness, and that those whom the splendor of their rank or the extent of their capacity have placed upon the summits of human life have not often given any just occasion to envy in those who look to them from a lower station. Whether it be that apparent superiority incites great designs, and great designs are naturally liable to fatal miscarriages, or that the general lot of mankind is misery, and the misfortunes of those whose eminence drew upon them an universal attention have been more carefully recorded because they were more generally observed, and have in reality been only more conspicuous than those of others, not more frequent or more severe. Samuel Johnson, The Lives of the Poets, 1781. Author's Note. For compatibility with quotations and stylistic empathy with the period 1909 to 1919, most place names and usages remain unmodernized in this book. Hence, British East Africa for what is now Kenya, Christiania for Oslo, Near East for the Middle East, Mesopotamia for Iraq. Turkey is synonymous with the Ottoman Empire, and England with the United Kingdom. Racial, personal, and sexual attitudes of the time have not been moderated. Hence, in the African prologue, such words as savage, boy, and native, the last regarded as respectful now, but tending toward disparagement then. And in the chapters proper, crippled, miss, or misses. Married or unmarried, women were hardly ever referred to by surname only. The word race...